In local obituaries this morning, Reverend Garnet Lee Thompson, age 83, of Louisville, died Monday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Leela June Thompson, 6 children and their spouses, all of Louisville, 22 grandchildren, 44 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild, 6 brothers and sisters, all of Louisville. Funeral services for Reverend Garnet Lee Thompson will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Schoppenhorst Underwood and Brooks Funeral Home in Louisville, with burial in Louisville. For more information locally, contact the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Roger Dale Gentry, age 53, of Greensburg, died Wednesday at his residence. He is survived by his companion, Barbara Judd of Greensburg, 1 son and 2 daughters, Billy Gentry and Linda and Jason Sneed, and Brenda and Matthew Johnson, all of Greensburg. 4 brothers, Donnie Gentry of Greensburg, Ronnie Gentry of Campbellsville, Benny Gentry of Greensburg, and Tommy Gentry of Columbia. 4 sisters, Mary Ann Lobb of Greensburg, Anna Mae Bradley of Campbellsville, Regina Judd of Campbellsville, Joanne Finn of Hodgenville. 5 grandchildren. Funeral services for Roger Dale Gentry will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Calvert and Perry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Oak Grove Cemetery. Mrs. Wanda Sue Bell, age 50, of Nicholasville, formerly of Campbellsville, died Saturday at the UK Medical Center. She is survived by her husband, Walter Bell, 1 son, James Joseph Sapp of Campbellsville, 1 daughter, Renee Sapp of Campbellsville, 1 stepson, Terrence Bell of Campbellsville, 3 brothers, Danny Jones of Michigan, Jackie Jones of Ohio, Bert Jones of Paducah, 4 sisters, Edie Atkins of Florida, Ann Wethington of Missouri, Joyce Lantrip of Paducah, Barbara Higgins of Paducah. The family of Wanda Sue Bell requests visitation from 9 to 12:30 Saturday at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Private funeral services will be conducted at a later date. Mrs. Christine Hale, age 83, of Campbellsville, died Thursday. She is survived by several nieces and nephews, including Ralph and Wynell Coomer of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Christine Hale will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Paird and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Haven Hill Cemetery in Adair County. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Paird and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. John Henry Sarton, age 78, of Glasgow, died Monday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. Survivors include 1 daughter, Beverly Sarton of Louisville, 1 sister, Lola Ford of Greensburg, 4 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for John Henry Sarton will be Saturday at noon at the A.F. Crow & Son Funeral Home, with cremation to follow. For more information locally, contact the Calvert and Perry Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Edith Campbell, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday. She is survived by 3 daughters and sons-in-law, Sophia and David Adams of Elkhorn, Mazetta and Walter Noel of Louisville, and Blanche and Scotty Minor of Mansville, 1 daughter-in-law, Lynette Campbell of Campbellsville, 7 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Edith Campbell will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Paird and Ramsey Funeral Home, with entombment in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens Mausoleum. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock Sunday at the Paird and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Mary Agnes Mills, age 77, of St. Francis, died Thursday at her residence. She is survived by her husband, Richard Albert Buddy Mills, 1 daughter, Mary Elaine Thomas of Tennessee, 1 sister, Catherine Bernice Mattingly of Indianapolis, 1 brother, James Franklin Bowman of Louisville, 2 granddaughters. Funeral mass for Mary Agnes Mills will be Monday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, with burial in the church cemetery. The family request visitation after 6 o'clock Saturday at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held Sunday at 5 o'clock at the funeral home. Mr. Lonnie Bloyd Tucker, age 82, of Greensburg, died Thursday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. Survivors include his wife, Jean Harlow Tucker, 1 daughter and son-in-law, Shannon and Jason Ford of Somerset, son-in-law, brother Bill Davenport of Columbia, 3 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, 3 sisters and 1 brother, Betty Curry of Greensburg, Thomas Edward Tucker of Indiana, Ann McKinney and Becky Judd, both of Louisville. Funeral arrangements for Lonnie Bloyd Tucker are incomplete and will be announced later by the Calvert and Perry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.